Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, July the 29th, 2024. And I have the honor to have Professor Jim Fetzer on with us and Professor Joel. And with that said, I'm just going to let Jim pick it up here. Go ahead, Jim. Give us
your
report.
Well, Stu, we had the two presidents of the United States come and address the Congress with his annual State of the Union. That, of course, would be Bibi Netanyahu. Our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. It was embarrassing and shameful to see the number of standing ovations he received, especially when he was talking about attacking Iran, which is the most peaceful, great nation the world may have ever known, having not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775. To put that in historical perspective, the Constitution was ratified in 1789. George Washington elected our first president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other state. Yet Netanyahu, because Iran is a rival for domination of the entire region, which Israel believes is its prerogative, wants to have it taken out. It's just disgusting. And the American Congress, where they're giving one standing ovation after another, it was repulsive.
Yeah, I saw part of it on the news. I thought, oh my God, that's unbelievable. The guy's killed how many, Joe? 50,000? Come on,
oh yeah, at least.
Palestinians, folks, since October the 8th or 6th or whatever it was. I mean, it's a slaughter. This is disgusting.
Well, the Lancet had a report closer to 200,000. I suspect there's so many buried under the rubble we really don't know now.
Yeah, probably true. Probably true, depending on what the population was. But I don't doubt it. We always get the reports 5 to 7 years later. It drifts out of military and other branches. Oh, well, we had a mistake over here, and then the true numbers come out because I watched them after Vietnam. But anyway, what else is going on besides the slaughterhouse? Are we heading towards World War III?
Well, Donald Trump was elevated to near mythic proportions with the shooting event in Butler, Pennsylvania, but more and more of the evidence suggests that it was actually a staged event. For example, Trump met with Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago and no longer had a bandage, no damage to his ear. It suggests this was a glorious stunt. And think about it. If there had been a real shooting, the crowd would have dispersed in every direction and said they remained patiently. You wouldn't have Donald Trump being elevated in a public position where it'd be easier to shoot with his fist upraised unless you wanted an iconic photograph, and that's what we got. So count me skeptic.
Okay, question. Was that guy killed that they're reporting is dead? His wife said he's dead?
They had a makeshift event of what was supposed to be his firehouse, and they didn't even spell his name right. So I think the evidence is no, he did not die.
Okay, what do you think this staged event with Trump? What do you think he staged it?
What do I think, bud?
Why was it staged? Who plot and planned it? Who's telling Trump what to do?
Oh, no. This was to cement his status in the swing state, solidify his base. It had a galvanizing effect on the party. I mean, it was a sensation. As a political stunt, it worked perfectly. It's just that now some are catching on and it could have a boomerang effect, but probably negligible, not sufficient to divert him from a victory at the polls unless, of course, they move forward with a theft as they have in 20 and 22. Why not again in 24?
Okay, I got a question. If Trump were president, would the economy be any better and so forth? Your opinion?
Oh, sure. I think yes, absolutely. Trump is a businessman.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing with the economy.
Okay.
And everyone just asks yourself, well, you're better off now than you were 4 years ago. No one would answer in the affirmative. No one.
Okay. Now, Joe, you did a show with me this past week. We talked about the Republican Party. You did for, I think, about 20, 25 minutes. It's on Radio Bar 4, folks, and on stewweb.com. Now, you brought up the fact that the Republican National Convention was infiltrated. Explain who those people were that were doing speeches there and so forth. Would you, Joe?
Well, it's not an infiltration, in my opinion. And my opinion is just that, it's an opinion. And what we have going on now is a diversion, in my opinion, from certain important points or events that have taken place. Number one, on July 17th, the top Jewish Republican said that his goal is to keep the GOP's Tucker Carlson conservative wing out of the Republican Party.
It's pretty.
And he said it because it was quoted in Congress, and I watched his speech, and his name is Matt Brooks.
Yeah.
Again, Matt Brooks said to Haaretz, we are not going to let the conservative wing, us, and Tucker Carlson into the Republican Party.
Well, they were saying the patriotic Americans.
So here we have a guy that is leads the Jewish coalition in the Republican Party saying that.
That doesn't surprise me. I know not. Yeah.
And it goes on, it gets worse than that.
Go ahead. Add a few more.
Okay. On Friday, last Friday, Trump disavowed the Heritage Foundation called Project 2025. Well, what is that? It is the transitional plan to decimate the deep state with conservative, organized people. And Trump says, no, that's ridiculous. I'll say that again. On Friday, Trump disavowed the Heritage Foundation's plan, Project 2025, a transition plan to decimate the deep state. Added to that is another guy that came on and said something else. His name is Bill Ackman, and he's really a Democrat, but he is a Jewish billionaire. And he said, we will put our people into Trump's administration. So what do I see Trump speaking to on several occasions? Jamie Dimon. And a long time ago, Jerome Corsi said, the people behind Trump are called, let me see if I can find it here, hang on, come to me in a minute here.
Go ahead with your story.
Okay, let me come back to that.
Okay.
But anyway, it is a billionaires club of Jewish billionaires. Those are the guys that are behind Trump had from the beginning. He was never an independent, ever. And that were, and one of those was, of course, Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah, good old Adelson. Saga. You know,
so I want a little bit more. A one Amber Rose appeared at the convention and spoke before the convention to push a new Bitcoin that Trump will be a part of.
Who is she representing? BlackRock, Blackstone?
I don't know if her name is Amber Rose.
Okay.
And she was pushing and promoting to buy, think of a money sign, MUNA. It's a Bitcoin. And I saw a picture of Trump promoting it. This will be the new central banking system for the Trump administration. Those were his words.
Well, it can be. And I'll tell you why it can be. Because all of BlackRock, Blackstone, which took over the U.S. Treasury, took over the Federal Reserve. They own every bank except, I think, 2 out of every 10 are still semi-privately owned under the control. They can break them. But BlackRock, or Blackstone, whichever it was the first name, was derived from Silverado, Neil Bush, Iran-Contra, Ali North, Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, everybody, and their drugs and guns in the Iran-Contra. And that was $12 trillion laundered through there in 9 years. Now, I know that, and Bill Black, who shut the place down after I caused the Silverado hearings, he shut it down. And he's been on the show with me, I think about 3 years ago. And we talked about it, because he had to leave FSLA. He was the attorney closing down the savings loans. But anyway, he had to leave. But Silverado had laundered all this money, and what Millman, my ex-father-in-law that owned the place through NBC Holdings, and fronts were two attorneys, Larry Mizell, who is now taking over for Millman, he's a fallen angel possessed, Otis 007, he was called alien possessed. But the point is, they had BlackRock, Blackstone, they created in 1997, when Iran-Contra money was going through the place. And they created, they were going around, Millman was financing Pete Peterson on the Council of Foreign Relations to go around, buy up shopping centers that they could fix up and remodel and so on and so forth and re-rent and, take over the best possible deal, dress them up. And Millman was into that. So they did. They created an empire of it, but it was derived from drug money. So then they created a financial institution in 1997 called BlackRock or Blackstone, whichever it is, or one or the other. And it took over the banks eventually. And it is the largest bank in the United States of America. It is the only bank in the United States of America, basically. They own the Federal Reserve. They have taken over the Treasury, and they're the largest bank. Now, their money was derived from drug money. If Jim created a business out here, or Joe, or any listener, and $1 of that money of an investment into that business was drug money, the government, U.S. government, and state governments as well can take that asset from you. So Trump needs to do that. He needs to declare that it's drug money. I can prove it. So can Bill Black and others now. But that whole bunch. People laundered the money through there. And a lot of names I got that are still around and still alive, and they're ex-government employees, okay, that knew what happened. So I'm just telling you, Trump could confiscate, do an order to confiscate the bank, have the U.S. attorney immediately go for a judge and get a judge sign the order and do the whole thing, $1 of drug money. There were $12 trillion in 9 years laundered through Silverado. Where did the rest of the money go? Anyway, Jim, are you still there? Jim Fetzer?
You mean me?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, you've heard the phrase, the king is dead, long live the king. Well, Joe Biden is dead, long live Joe Biden. They replaced him with yet another Biden double, but he's 4 inches taller than the other guy. It's outrageous.
Clones.
Rubbing our nose, and when the Air Force One was coming into Las Vegas, the captain told the tower they had to return to D.C. because they had a dead body on board. Well, if it had been anyone else, they wouldn't have had to return to D.C., but it was Joe Biden. That's when they put out the statement that had a foreign signature, and now they have shown the new Biden striding around the White House. Not those little baby steps with that very erect posture that are symptoms of Parkinson. He's a real tall guy, looks like a basketball player, and it's just rubbing our faces in it. They're insulting us beyond belief, but there it is. So I say, Joe Biden is dead. Long live Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think he was a clone anyway, the last one we had. Add to that, Joe, would you?
All right. I found what I was looking for. It's called the Mega Group. It was a group of Jewish billionaires that came together, and the one that was the front runner of it was Leslie Wexner. And he is the owner of Victoria's Secret and was one of the bosses of Epstein. That group is what is behind Trump.
Victoria's Secret, I was told that that was a Mossad operation. I don't know. Not Mossad, but it was owned by Mossad. Just like Avon. Avon's Jerry Henderson. He was CIA, Comptroller of Currency for Black Budget Operations, the state. He inherited Avon, the company, in 1952, I think it was. And he had it until they murdered him in 96 or 7. He'd have Avon, then he had Grumman Aerospace. But the Avon, a certain amount of profit was funneled into an account that he had in control in his death, $3.5 trillion in the cash in the Dalsam Bank in Switzerland to be able to use for black budget operations of state. So if someone needed money, he just wired them to a certain country and they got the money. Anyway, that's part of Gov. Well, it operates.
I'd like to add one more thing to that. Let's take a look at that. Vance has attended 7 Bilderberg meetings. That's one of the big New World Order clubs. He's visited and appeared at 7 of them.
Yes. I've heard similar.
And so what do we have here? Trump saying, and distancing himself from the Heritage Foundation, and what did Trump say? We are going to go after the deep state. Well, yeah, but with who? It's not going to be the Heritage conservative people. It's going to be Bill Ackerman's people.
Great.
So here we are, stuck.
The greater Israel, Joe.
Yep, that's that. Well, I just simply put it back to the Rothschilds and the 12 banking families, and I encourage people to go on the internet, put in Myron C. Fagan, and see what he has to say concerning the New World Order. He had some very interesting things to say way, way, way back in the 70s and 80s. Way back, way back. And so, when I saw Trump saying, it's ridiculous, and he distanced himself in the conversation for Project 2025, which is the number one thing that he said he was going to do that came after him, and put him in jail almost. And people like Jamie Dimon and Bill, you know, they're two peas in a pod. They're Jewish billionaires. So there we are. Hate to bring in the bad news.
Jamie Dimon, bank bailout, $16 trillion fined. Mizell, Larry Mizell, Denver, Colorado, owns BlackRock, Blackstone. Fined, $2.5 billion. Because of me. And then he turns around and he buys through Great West Life that my ex-father-in-law had before the new or the fallen angel jumps in Larry Mizell, and now he's in control of it. But Great West Life of Denver, which is a spinoff of Power Bank, Power Financial in Canada, that was Meyer Lansky, the Jewish crime syndicate. And when the fallen angel jumped out of him, it jumped in Milman, and Milman took over control with Lucky Luciano, I think it was, of Italy. And then when he died, Milman took over all of it and handed it to Mizell when he died in 2004. Now, Mizell is one of the 12 disciples of Satan, and he controls Great West Life, and Great West Life owns HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, which is the largest bank in the world. So he's got the largest bank in the United States, BlackRock Blackstone, and he's got the largest bank, HSBC. And it can be taken away from him. There's the drug money, both of them, confiscated. And they're the ones controlling Bitcoin and all the other stuff right now through BlackRock Blackstone. Now that's a pretty good chunk of cash the American people could have just by confiscating their assets. But with that said, Jim, what else you got?
Stu, I think we've covered the bases.
Okay, let's talk
about... There's more proof that the event in Butler was staged, but we've already discussed that. It's all good, Stu. Thank you.
Okay, well, that sounds good then. Okay, Joe, you got anything to add?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, gentlemen, both of you, thank you for coming on with me.
Okay.
Have a good
you
evening.
You got it.
Have a good one.